an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll drop down to right around 66. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of storms, temperatures at 81, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 68.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Officials with the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City starting a long process that could lead to expanding the museum. Kansas City Star reports the building is cramped, particularly in office and storage space. It exhibits only about 6% of its 39,000 arts pieces, which is normal for museums that often rotate their works from storage. Director of Administration Mark Zimmerman says the museum has offices and galleries that should be devoted to art. Museum officials plan to work with members, donors, neighbors, and the public to explain the institution's needs and expansion options. Seward County authorities say one man has died, another injured after a shooting in Liberal. Suspect arrested in rural Seward County several hours after a dispute among several people in a parking lot. EagleCom.net reports investigators say a 24-year-old man died. An autopsy will be performed to determine the exact cause of death. 20-year-old man treated and released for gunshot wounds. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Police in Kansas City say two people are dead after an apparent shooting and suicide at a business on the city's east side. Police Chief Daryl Forte says a person shot inside 7th Heaven on Sunday afternoon. The man suspected in that shooting killed himself inside the store. A Lawrence man sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for aiming a loaded shotgun at a police officer, Zachary James Ortiz, sentenced for a felony count of aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. He was arrested in June 2014 after he aimed the shotgun at Officer Skyler Richardson. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that Richardson was responding to a report of shots fired when he encountered Ortiz. He testified that Lawrence should be sentenced to prison. Ortiz and his attorney asked that he receive probation so he could seek treatment for alcoholism. Douglas County District Court Judge Peggy Cattell rejected the request, sentencing Ortiz to 19 months in prison. Mid-America Network News.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the Square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save.
Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A legislative committee is telling an embattled Nebraska senator to resign by Friday or face consequences that could include expulsion from office. The legislature's executive board voted 9-0 yesterday to send a letter to Senator Bill Kittner of Papillon calling on him to step down. Kintner was fined $1,000 for misuse of state property after admitting that he engaged in cyber sex on a state laptop with a woman he met online. Executive board members say they will reconvene on September 8th if he declines again. Authorities say a construction worker has been injured at Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. The accident occurred shortly after 11:20 yesterday. The man was hurt while working near the Desert Dome. He was taken to the Nebraska Medical Center. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Curtis Hawkinson with Community Memorial Healthcare and several board members met to discuss a presentation with a 1% sales tax proposed for the hospital. There was much discussion on the issue. The board decided to wait to make a decision on whether to put the question on the November ballot until the Monday, August 29 meeting in order to get feedback from the public. The board again discussed plans for the Frankfort Nutrition site. The project will be broken into two phases, with the first completed in 2016 and the second phase in 2017. The board and the county clerk conducted a budget workshop for the upcoming Marshall County budget. Agency on Aging Director and the Public Works Administrator were present at the board's request. During the workshop, the board discussed the funding level of all budget requests and will finalize the budget during their next meeting, Monday, August 29th. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. The county attorney discussed the upcoming sale of county property, including the old county health department at 115 West 3rd Street and various items of surplus personal property as identified by county department heads. The public auction is planned September 15th. Washington County Commissioners opened sealed bids for hail damage to county buildings and accepted a low bid from Lovett Roofing Company. The deputy county clerk and deputy county appraiser requested clarification on the neighborhood revitalization plan slated to begin January 1st, 2017. County commissioner stated they would visit with the county attorney later in the session. Emergency management coordinator Randy Hubbard stated there will be an active shooter class offered to the public Thursday, October 13th, in the basement at First National Bank. More information will be available at a later date. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and approved the 2017 budget for publication with a total mill levy of 48.669 mills. Board will consider adoption of the budget following a public hearing scheduled 10 a.m. Tuesday, September 6th in the Nemahal County Courthouse. The board received sealed bids for additional parking they would like to create on the west side of the courthouse. Low bid from AHRS Construction was for $119,500 for four sections of parking improvements. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission last week approved a resubmission for a six-barn poultry operation proposed 2 miles east of Cortland. Planning and Zoning had previously approved and forwarded for consideration to the county supervisors who denied the application on a 5-2 vote with concerns of lacking a specific manure storage plan and means of disposing of dead chickens. Those have been addressed, according to the applicant, and the Board of Supervisors are slated to take up the recommendation at the September 14 meeting. Complete County Commissioner's minutes are posted on our website at kndyradio.com. The City of Marysville is hosting a public forum Tuesday evening on the proposed Union Pacific Wind Distribution Center. Anyone wanting more information or wanting to comment is welcome to this public forum Tuesday evening at 5:30 at Marysville City Hall. Gary M. Portnier, age 79, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. A graveside service Friday is planned at 2:30 at the Guide Rock, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gary Portnier. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, wheat bread, green beans, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, roast turkey, candied yams, a roll, corn casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a cold front making its way slowly across the central parts of the Midwest, it looks like we're going to see rain showers and thunderstorms throughout the rest of this Tuesday, continuing into tonight and through tomorrow, especially as we head into late this afternoon and tonight. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. The good news is, as we head towards the end of the week, sunny skies with a high pressure system will prevail and temperatures in the lower 80s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, temperatures right around the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 81. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late August, 87. Record high on this date, 110 in 1984. The average low, 64. The record low is 41 in 1988. Sunset this evening at 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:51. We recorded just another trace amount of precipitation overnight. A small cell of heavy thunderstorms lingered on the Kansas-Nebraska state line, on the Washington Republic County line. They received saturating rains night before last. And a flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening for those areas affected by the saturating rains recently. Mostly cloudy, 68 degrees with calm winds, barometer at 30.19 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of August. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kaepernick won't stand. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Growing outrage inside and outside the NFL against San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who's refusing to stand for the national anthem before games because he says blacks are being oppressed in the U.S. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest from California.
Despite the outrage and debate underway right now, Colin Kaepernick says he will not be standing during the national anthem at future games.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed.
Kaepernick, who is biracial, has been sitting during the anthem at each preseason game, but only now is it getting attention. The 28-year-old quarterback says until he sees real change when it comes to racial oppression in the U.S., he'll be sitting.
ABC's Alex Stone. And the Chargers have agreed to terms with third overall pick Joey Bosa after a lengthy holdout.
I am very relieved. I was surprised how long it took. Of course, I'd love to be out here with my teammates. But, you know, NFL's a business, and I'm happy it's over with.
On the diamond, it was a night of walk-offs. First to New York. Here's the call on SNY.
He tries one. Deep left center. Toward the wall. That is out of here. Cespedes wins it with a home run.
Mets win 2-1 in 10 innings. Next in Cleveland.
Now the 1-0. Kipnis with a line drive. Base hit. Left center. It'll win the game. Jimenez around third. He crosses home plate. And for the eighth time this year, it's a walk-off celebration.
Tom Hamilton on WTAM. The Tribe topped the Twins 1-0 in the 10th. And in the late games, it was Chicago that had some late-inning magic.
1-2 now is the count to Miguel Montero. Jeff Locke with the pitch to him, and there is a shot into left field. Base hit, and the Cubs win the game. Chris Bryant touches the plate, and the party is on at Wrigley Field.
At the U.S. Open, third-ranked Stan Wawrinka battles Fernando Verdasco. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the weekly crop progress and condition report came out from USDA late on Monday. Still has corn, soybeans, and sorghum progressing nicely, but the price farmers will receive this fall continues in a downward spiral. In talking with many farmers over the last few days, they don't speak too enthusiastically about the prospects this fall due to the undercost of production prices, which are now on the Board of Trade and at local elevators. By formal and informal crop tours taking place recently, the crops look to be near record yields and volume, but the lack of news which would poise the market for a nice harvest rally has most farmers just wanting to see 2016 come to a conclusion, then be optimistic for 2017. It's no doubt that this winter there will be some tough and pointed conversations at the dinner table or the shop office about plans and strategy to get through this prolonged downturn in market prices. Well, here are the numbers this week. Corn condition, 75% good to excellent, same as a week ago. Last year, the number was 68. In the dough stage, 92 versus 85 last week. The average is 87. Corn dented, now 60% versus 40 last week. The average this time of the year is 52. Mature, now 9. Average is 11. Kansas, 15% of their crop is now mature. Nebraska, the number 5. Soybeans, condition 72% good to excellent, same as a week ago. Last year, it was 63. Now, setting pods, 94 versus 89 a week ago. The average is 92. Dropping leaves is 5. The average is also 5. Kansas, the number 2. Nebraska is 8. Sorghum condition, 65% good to excellent, same as last week. Now, last year, it was 68. 62% of the sorghum is now in the coloring phase. The average is 51. Mature is 33%. Last week it was 29. The average harvest this time of the year is 23. As of now, it is 18. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Congress returns from its August recess next week, and the betting is that little will get done in the politically charged run-up to the November elections. But the nation's two largest farm groups will not take no for an answer when it comes to the livelihood of America's more than 2 million farmers. Huge stocks, low commodity prices have erased profit margins as credit and land values are less favorable, making farming a very difficult business right now. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says that his job on Capitol Hill is just exactly this.
The politics of this aren't easy right now. But, you know, there's an election coming up, and some of these guys are going to face angry farmers back home if they don't move on some things.
Johnson says an early September fly-in will deliver that message. He says farmers need more money for farm service agency loans, commodity purchases, and an early look at a new farm bill. Johnson says farm lobbyists have to ask for help no matter the politics. American Farm Bureau Federation Market Intelligence Chief John Newton agrees with Johnson, arguing that conditions have gotten worse.
Back in 2013, net farm income was well over $120 billion. And now with the declining corn prices, declining wheat, soybean, dairy prices all lower, across the agricultural complex, net net cash farm income has declined some $35, $40 billion since that point.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is a Kentucky Republican, has already said that the Senate would not consider the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal until after the election. But farm groups are not taking a no for an answer. They will press their case again for TPP starting next week. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. Our biggest event of the year just got better. Just announced, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, giving you the freedom to save. So hurry in for 0% financing for 72 months. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape, even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the built Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, F650, and F750. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/6/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. The Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. And it isn't just Farming America that shows up for this. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The Farm Progress Show is going on in Boone, Iowa over the next few days, and it truly is an international show. Here's Don Torti, Vice President with Penton Ag, the host of the show.
We get over 50 countries coming to this. It's an international buyers program. So even, you know, we work with the federal government to help not only promote that, but more importantly, when these growers are there, to help line up some of the exhibitors with people from different countries so they can work on, you know, exporting their goods. We can help them communicate to see what they want. And truly, it's one of the biggest international shows for agriculture in the United States and continues to grow. And we're not shy about that. I mean, while it is, you know, certainly a national show here in the United States with people coming from almost every single state, we think the globalization of ag and the importance of having, you know, not only a lot of exhibitors from other countries, but also having visitors from other countries really makes for a terrific experience.
Politicians have been known to show up at the Farm Progress shows. Any indication that either of the presidential candidates, the major presidential candidates, are going to be there to court the farmers' vote?
We have not, you know, but oftentimes those things come at the last minute. You know, for us, they're a lot of work. It's you know, when President Bush was at the Farm Progress Show in Allman, Iowa, it really changes some of the dynamics. But we're also going, hey, to have the leader of the free world, that really says a lot about the Farm Progress Show. But the two candidates this year, we have not heard anything from either camp.
And Don Torti, a vice president with Penton Ag, says FarmProgressShow.com has everything you need to know about the big show.
Absolutely. You can find everything you want there. You know, and one thing your listeners may want to do is we now have the show program loaded there as well. So if you go to farmprogressshow.com, you go down to the bottom and look at magazines online. It's clear down into the bottom on your toolbox. If you click on that, it'll even show you the show program from this year. So someone can kind of get a jump on looking at what's there, what vendors are there, what stories are there. I think it's a great way to kind of do a little prep work, but also on farmprogressshow.com, you can go to map your show and kind of sit there and even map where you want to go, and it'll spit out, like, these are all the people I want to go see, a little map of where they're all located. So some great tools on that website to help make your experience the best it can be.
The Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa. Back after this.
Farmers Cooperative, a leading agricultural cooperative with over 60 locations across southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is now accepting applications for employment opportunities. Candidates must be motivated, willing to work, and have a desire to serve our patron members. Benefits include health care, retirement, 401k, paid vacation, clothing allowance, personal time off, and an annual discretionary bonus plan. View our job opening and download an application today at farmersco-operative.com. Farmers Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Clouds yet this morning. Intermittent showers possible along the way today. Those isolated showers could be heavy at times, prompting a flash flood watch for portions that have already received saturating rains in recent nights.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The tough new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2016 are on the lot at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including several 1500 model four-wheel drive crew cabs and a Chevy Silverado 2500 model four-wheel drive regular cab. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Dylan Gee kept the Royals' momentum going with six sharp innings. Alcides Escobar hit a three-run homer, and Kansas City beat the New York Yankees 8-5 last night to open their three-game set. Gee allowed only four hits and a run in the latest impressive start by the Royals staff, helping the reigning World Series champions win for the 18th time in 22 games. Lorenzo Cain, Kendrys Morales, and Alex Gordon drove in runs off of Michael Pineda during a five-hit salvo in the first inning. Pineda retired 15 straight before getting into a two-on, no-outs jam in the seventh. Starlin Castro drove in two runs for the Yankees, the second in a four-run eighth inning that forced Kansas City manager Ned Yost to summon in fill-in closer Kelvin Herrera. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing Q